welcome to a brand new episode of RP Grinders. I am your magnificent host, Breakman, and with me are some other guys, Eric and Frank. sorry, I had something in my throat there. And with me are Eric the Great and Frank the Frank.
I love it, Breakman. Yes, I'm here. But
Frank the Elder God.
should we bow or curtsy to you, Break? Should we bow or curtsy?
That's up to you. As long as you don't look at me while you're bowing.
I don't want to mention the fact that Mug isn't here, but, you know, what do I know as a host? You know, it's just me. You know.
Well, somebody has to go prepare my bath.
All right. What's up, Breakman?
Not a lot. What about you, Frank?
Woo! Besides
the fact that you're dying of SARS. Moria's dying.
Moria is, man. Why you gotta confuse me?
You're dying of the common cold.
Why you keep confuse me with that harmonica wielding nut job, man? Why?
I like how you're taking shots at him while he's not around to defend himself.
Watch him show up in chat. He's Freak Five Chaos, acting like Freak Five Chaos, and actually Mug, and he's like, "What?" All right, Breakman, go ahead, man. My throat's fucking up.
Yeah, that's fine. How about you, Eric? What's been going on?
Just work. Saw a movie on Wednesday that was about 3.5 hours long because it's technically two movies, which I'll get into later. But
yeah, I did watch a movie myself this week, but I wasn't going to talk about it. Maybe I will talk about it later, but I saw The Secret Lives of Pets.
Ooh, since they brought Netflix. Yeah. I need to watch that. I heard it's pretty good, so I'm gonna watch it.
I can get into it later. I can get into it right now if you want. Like, yeah. I'd prefer to do it later because we haven't even done the news yet, and God knows we want to get through that crap. sorry, God, there's something in my throat tonight. What's going on? I meant news. Get through the news.
All right. I can't do it. I can't do it, man. Go
You're
ahead.
Be all right.
Dude, I just got the giggle bunnies and I didn't even smoke. So, you know, it is what it is, man.
All right. You didn't smoke, but you let Moria make breakfast, didn't you?
I'm of the inclination that it probably is.
He made you pot eggs and pot toast.
Yeah.
If you were locked in the basement, why would he bother giving you access to a computer?
Oh, man. Are you going to ask me how my week was, Break?
I asked you first.
Oh, you did? Well, that's pretty good,
yeah,
man.
Good Lord. Are you all right, Frank?
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, I'm in a weird mood today. You're going to get, like crazy.
It sounds like you're having dementia.
Dude, I'm having dementia, and I'm also
throat problem or something.
Dude, I'm like giddy that I don't have to host the whole show today, man. I'm excited, man. I can actually.
I thought you were giddy because you locked Maury in the basement.
Well, that too, but you know, I'm gonna type something in chat, and man, I don't know if I want to do this, guys. Should I change?
You're gonna start something. Well, while you're starting something, let's go on to the news.
Okay,
there.
Go for it.
All right. From RPG site, actually, we've got Yomiwari Midnight Shadows coming west this fall, and it's talking about how it released last year, and apparently it did all really well because that's why they made a sequel. And we're heading to North America and Europe this fall for PlayStation Vita, Steam, and PS4.
Yeah. We've heard of this game before because I think I've seen previous screenshots of it.
It's a really good survival horror game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I probably won't be able to afford it, but maybe I can get some info from you guys, one of you three, and look at some video and stuff. So I'm looking at that. Wyland says those are fighting words, but he didn't see what I wrote underneath my original challenge. I said I'm going to kick Wyland's ass in MKX someday.
When it's on an emulator, you mean?
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. Perfect example, Brakeman.
Anyway, let's move on to the second story. Come to us live from Komatsu. Studio Alpha Line announces astrology. Oh my Jesus!
You skipped something too, anyway.
Yeah, I think you did, man.
Oh shit! Oh my bad. I did. I realized that right after I did. Okay, anyways, Odyssey 4. Chronos Reflection for PS4, PS Vita, and PC. I'm not going to even try to pronounce that name again. Mediascape and Studio Alpha Line have announced that name, Odyssey 4, Chronicles Reflection, and PlayStation 4, PS Vita, and PC.
It's Chronos Reflection.
What'd I say?
Chronicles.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Frank, you're affecting all of us.
Am I missing something? Because I don't have that story at all in my queue here.
Yeah,
like 2D action RPG will launch digitally in Japan in late December for 500 yen. Wow, that's cheap.
There you go.
500 yen, that's like, less than $5 here?
Yeah.
The world of this game is a fantastical, magical girl story themed after constellations and heavenly bodies. Heavenly bodies. The series has been has seen three previous releases on PC and will make its way to the PlayStation platform for the first time. It's a shoot 'em up action. Avoid enemy bullets, bounce back and approach and counterattack, form and party, explore hack and slash dungeons and blah blah blah. So yeah.
Yeah.
There's no real screenshots or anything, but it sounds
amazing. I wonder if this one will actually get localized this time. Probably not, but you know.
I saw the video. There's some interesting things in this game, I think, that might set it slightly apart from the rest, but you know. We get what we can when in 2D side scrolling action RPGs, you know?
So. Yeah, and that's when it's going to be really cheap, too. And since there's only two of us reading news, I'll go ahead and read the story I skipped. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Cinco no Ronde 2 announced for PS4 and PC.
You know what I love about this break? Not to interrupt you, but I love the fact that I mean, I wish Mug was here because I hope he feels a little bit better and able to do next week's show. But he's not here to, like, correct anybody. So we have free reign, Mug. Motherfucker! Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Kadokawa Games, G.Rev, and Degeka Games have announced Degeka Games have announced Cinco no Ronde 2 for PlayStation 4 and PC via Steam. It'll be out worldwide this summer. Well, that's vague, since summer starts in June and then until September. Cinco no Ronde is a fighting shooting game hybrid, first released for arcades in 2005. Holy shit. Okay. The series consists of four total releases, including Cinco no Ronde for arcade in 2005, Cinco no Ronde SP for arcade in 2006, Cinco no Ronde Rev.X for Xbox 360 in 2006.
I don't know why they gave it a sequel number when it's basically a compilation. But whatever.
Yeah, and Cinco no Ronde Duo for arcade and Xbox 360 in 2010. I don't remember either of those games. And yeah, it's a shooter, and I can tell you about all these games, but it's a shooter. You'd rather see it, so we're moving on.
Yeah. I don't got much to say about that game, but Eric, do you know anything about it?
Other than it evokes feelings of Virtual On.
All right, we'll see when it comes out, if anybody plays it. Yeah.
All right, next article's mine, I guess. But this is from Gamatsu, and you remember that Drive Girls game we talked about all those months ago?
Yes.
Well, Rising Star Games is localizing the game.
Finally! I mean, I'm sorry. God damn, my throat.
It's only got a May release date, May 26th for Europe at this moment, but Rising Star tends to bring over stuff they do to Europe to other countries. So we'll probably get it, too. It just hasn't been confirmed yet, though.
Hold on a second here. I'm reading chat. Freak or mug. I'm going to say freak. Freak is saying that in the world of Harry Potter, just think about
Let's call him Freaky Mug.
Freaky Mug. There we go. Freaky Mug. In the world.
Sorry, go on. I just had to say that before.
Yeah, no worries, man. In the world of Harry Potter, just think about how awesome the wizards' porno mags were. I have to see these. The models would move. You could probably get them or show them how to pose, I guess, or tell them how to pose. He says. They could move between pictures. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
When you're giving them instructions, you're coming dangerously close to pissing your girlfriend or wife off. I'm just saying, like, when you start interacting with the porn models, then you start making them really unhappy.
Breakman, do you not have a guy's link, you know, like you know what I'm talking about. Do you have a link, you know, like a secret link? Do you have one? Nudge, nudge.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. All right, then. Where were we? Are we moving on to the next story?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Night Trap, 25th Anniversary Edition announced for PS4 and Xbox. Wow. Holy shit.
Yep.
Why not? I mean, we got Mad Dog McCree Trilogy on the Wii a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the title. I like the name of this company. Screaming Villains has announced Night Trap 25th Anniversary for PS4 and Xbox One. Wow.
Wait, does it come in 32X CD variety or just Sega CD variety?
I am not aware of 3D. I've only got two games.
I actually have
32X CD version was like a completely different game, I think.
No. I've got details on this game, all right? I read on this game. Night Trap is a remastered edition that the developers of the original tried to do a Kickstarter for, but they didn't get enough money. So finally, I think somebody stepped in, Screaming Villain stepped in and decided to release it. Actually, someone else was involved with this game too. I can't remember, but they were integral in getting this thing done. It was like Shout Factory or one of those deals. I did see from the trailer, it does look like they cut a lot of the controversial, you know, shit going on. It was rated T for teen. And then if you remember, the original had like it was restricted, wasn't it? I don't think the ESRB was around, but there was some.
Yeah, there wasn't. I don't think it was either.
Yeah. There was some type of mature labeling.
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things that would come out today that would be rated, like, T for teen that, you know, when you were teenagers would have been, like, rated X and shit.
Yeah, that may be what happened to Break. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. But
hey man, he's got a bad throat. It's okay. Yeah. Like don't be mean to a man on his deathbed.
Fuck off. Oh man. This show is off the rails.
Do you want the story to Night Trap?
No,
I got it right here.
No, I'm walking off the show. I'm just walking off.
What does that have to do with the Night Trap?
I'm walking off right now.
Okay, fine. We'll move on. You want the next story, Eric, or you want me to read
it? Goddamn shit!
I'll get it. But this is from Gamatsu, and it says, Spike Chunsoft announced a survival RPG Zankei Hero for PS4, PS Vita, and there's an update here. That's just an overview of the story, but I guess we can get into that, because there's not much info on here, but it says it's being worked on by much of the Danganronpa series development staff, including Yoshinori Terasawa and Takayuki Sugiwara, and set it in a ruined world and follows the story of 8 survivors. And the official genre title is Nonstop Zanki Survival RPG. Zanki means remaining lives, in case people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it says, here's the overview of the story. It says, God created the world in 7 days. It only took one day for humans to destroy the world. Life as we knew it until yesterday sank to the bottom of the sea. We do not yet know the broken world, the reasons left behind are there. An earth where ruins drift about. Buildings, houses, light posts, cars, traffic lights, asphalt. Modern civilization was destroyed and became ruins drifting in the sea. New ruins drift one after the other before the protagonist who lives on one of the ruin islands. And it says it's been in the back burner for about 6 years prior to Danganronpa 2. And did we lose everybody?
No, I'm here. We're listening, man.
Oh, okay. Anyways, it says the character changes. They change focus on the character for each chapter, which is interesting. It says there's no transition between field exploration and battle screens, which is interesting as well. And the main enemies that you fight are going to be animals that have adapted to the environment. So, survival game.
Alright.
Hopefully it doesn't end up being craft-a-thon like No Man's Sky was. That was terrible.
Hmm.
Anyways, says development is currently 10% complete. So there's no real announced or release date.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that shit. Fuck. All right, we know it's on the horizon, but whatever. anyways, let's move on to the next story, Eric. Can you? Are you back, Break?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Are we on Nobunga?
Yes.
Nobunaga.
Nobunaga. Is that what yeah.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Nobunaga's Ambition Taishi announced for PS4 and Switch and PC. Blah, 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 latest issue of Famatsu, blah, 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 PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Why is this your first fucking paragraph? Fuck you. just as the subtitle Taishi or Aspiration suggests,
I'm going to act like Mug right now.
There's an update. Taishi is due out in Japan this winter. The 3D maps that were popular in the previous game are more detailed, and the nationwide maps are 100 times more detailed. Here are system details that I don't feel like talking about. Moving on.
I only hope that the game's frame rate isn't garbage,
yeah,
like the PS4 version of the latest game.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, "Hey guys, we have a game coming out. Yay! When can we get it? It's only 10% complete. Get the fuck out." Like, really? Like, I don't understand why they put out stupid stories like that. It doesn't help their cause. It only makes them look dumb. I wanted to make a point here.
Well, that's what Square does for Kingdom Hearts games.
How do you say
We're not even 10% complete. Oh, now we are. It was like 3 years later, yeah. When they said that.
Let's see. Breakman, can you say the T word again one more time? I'm gonna pretend like I'm
Taishi.
Taishi. Taishi.
No, it's just Taishi.
Oh shit.
Ha 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 ha.
See, we're all scrambled here, man. I'm playing the role of Breakman now, I guess.
Aw.
I'm kidding, man.
My feelings are hurt.
Did I hurt your feelings? Did I hurt your feelings?
My widow feelings.
Your widow feelings. Oh, man.
Anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. Come to us live from Silicon Era. ampersand magic of Celtic myth await in tactical RPG Aaron Hua and the Last Ass. Aos?
IOC.
IOC, okay. I'm going with ASCII. Aaron and the Last ASCII is a tactical RPG in a world built from Scottish folklore, having players use runic magic to strike down the enemies that stand between Aaron and Balor. God of light.
I can tell you honestly, there is no assy in this game.
In order to keep the world safe from Balor's machinations, players will set out into the Scottish Highlands, exploring a mythical version of the land in search of new magic spells spells. New magic spells and treasures of myth. Oh, Jesus. Land in search of new magic spells and treasures of myth. Players will get to learn bits about Celtic folklore as they wander the woods and fields, picking up items and facing down creatures all created from Scottish myth. Players will also need to learn about monster strengths and weaknesses when not busy learning about Scottish fairy tales or Scotland's fairy tales. Each monster has their own stats, and the player can use... Jesus. Never. I'm done. I'm done reading this.
I just think you can't read.
Yeah. Damn, Brake. Are you trying to kill Freaky from alcohol poisoning, he says?
Fine. I'll read. Players will also need to learn about monster strengths and weaknesses when not busy learning about Scotland's fairy tales. Each monster has their own stats the player can use against them. Cooking on sets of runes to cast spells that are more effective against certain creatures. Should hurting a monster not be effective, players will also be able to use charming spells to take them over into their side, using enemies against one another.
I like it. Mm. I like the idea. The kind of art style, old school thing is, you know, obviously a lot of people like doing that. You know, kind of old school feel. I have a different appreciation for
and,
that.
And this game is for Android, so, because I don't think I actually said that anywhere.
Oh.
Android and iOS.
Oh, cool. I had a huge issue with this because I kind of felt that, like, the old school look of games was just going to kind of die out. But then I saw a really interesting video on Shovel Knight. And it kind of opened my eyes to, you know, the possibilities of these old school games, like meshing nostalgia with innovation and some other things. So, you know, it's these are good. I'm starting to kind of appreciate it more.
Freaky Mug would like to announce that he takes a drink every time I mispronounce a word.
Yeah, I hope it's beer you're drinking, Freaky.
I'm going to say, like, if you stop, like, talking, maybe you should DM us your phone number so we can call – or your address so we can call 911 and tell them where you're at.
Just
in case.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dead man walking. Let's see. If there's a monster in the game that yells, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. If they fail, that would be fantastic, Dungeon Buster. I'm all for that.
I don't even get that reference.
It's Mike Myers from, one of the Austin Powers movies, I believe.
Probably two, then.
It's not Scottish, it's crap. It's the big dude that he plays. So
Fat Bastard.
Yeah, Fat Bastard. There you go. All right. I'm sorry, Brake. Go ahead.
It's been forever since I saw that.
He says, okay, his wife is here.
Oh, hey.
She can call 911.
So. Okay, then that's – if there's a wife, then that's definitely Freak then.
Oh, man. What?
That's Freaky Mug.
I just have one question. What's Freaky Mug's wife wearing right now? That's what I want to know.
What the hell?
What? It's just a question. I'm not trying to be rude.
Might be a swinger. You don't know.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
I'm not picking on Freaky Mug. I'm just saying. Oh, Freaky. You son of a bitch. You're exiled. Drink up,
dick
man.
Moves.
It's on. It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't repeat that one. I'll move along. You want to read the next story, Eric?
Yeah, this is from Silicon Era. Advance Wars, like mobile game, Super Senso finally launches in North America. So Super Senso and Advance Wars, like a mobile game, players have to plan in their units' movements carefully but quickly as launched in North America. Players can choose from several different teams of units, from machines to zombies to cats to dinosaurs, each with their own array of ranged, melee, and super units. And each has their own strengths and unique abilities, offering their countless battle strategies for players to use, as well as an array of different looks that range from menacing to humorous. And all... The player can choose from 9 super units, Sensos, and 30 smaller units, creating a wide range of armies to choose from. So Sensos, I guess, are the CEOs.
I think I've corrupted Freak Five's children because he says clothes. That's what his wife is wearing. And I'm like, and then I look down and says, our kids are still awake. So I'm like, all right, PG version from this point forward. Go ahead, break, sorry. Or my, Eric, Jesus.
But, that's all I really have to say. I mean, there's more stuff here, but that's okay.
All right.
There is a leaderboard, and you can get prizes for hitting one of the top 25 spots.
All right.
So I'm wondering who made this game and what country they came from, if it wasn't released in North America until now.
Hmm. Well, maybe Dungeon can tell us. He keeps up with shit, so. How dare you, Freak Fox?
Freaky Muck says Frank's not allowed to visit because he's afraid that he might – that Frank might molest poor Freaky Muck's dogs.
It depends on depends on how hot your dogs are, Freak.
That wasn't the right answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That wasn't the right answer. That was the wrong answer.
Okay.
Wrong answer. So I'm going to move on and read the next story that comes to us live from Silicon Era. Atlas eases up on Persona 5 streaming guidelines and offers an apology. Ooh, wow. Back when Persona 5 released earlier this month, Atlas issued forth a few guidelines, and we all know what turned out there, because I'm going to go ahead and skip to their apology.
Yep.
When Persona 5 launched, we put out a set of video streaming guidelines that we hoped would limit online spoilers for fans who have yet to play the game. To our surprise, yeah, obviously,
of course.
We then saw numerous reactive news articles go up, opinion videos post, and received many emails asking us to please change our Persona 5 streaming video policy. Mm-hmm. We recognize that our fans are the reason why the game is the major worldwide success it is, and we continue to want them to be able to enjoy the game without fear of being spoiled. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, however, we also heard your issues with the guidelines and have decided to revise them because we want to give players the most access to the game while respecting the original goal. We're now asking players to refrain from streaming or posting video past the end of the in-game date of 11/19 when the main story gears up for the final act. We also want to apologize to those, I guess, in-game date 11/19. After that, you're still not allowed to stream. So that's still not, you know, I think.
Does that mean the Sarah function works up until that point then?
Why the fuck do they even care? Honestly, like.
Yeah, they shouldn't care.
I've got more. We also want to apologize to those of you who saw the previous. Where did my page go?
Go ahead. Do you have it? I can finish.
No, my page like crashed. Right. Like, what the hell?
We also want to apologize to those of you who saw the previous guidelines blog post as threatening. We want to be transparent about what we do, and the reason we released the guidelines was to give streamers the right information up front. It was never our intention to threaten people with copyright strikes, but we clearly chose the wrong tone for how to communicate this. Lastly, we want to thank our fans around the world for supporting Persona 5 and Atlas. The game is a global success because of your passion for the series, and we're happy that so many of you are enjoying it. I
reloaded the page.
I just want to say that people shouldn't get the wrong idea about which Atlas is actually talking, or it's actually the Japanese branch. North American branch actually did not like this decision on their part.
Okay. Well, good up on them. They should have done better.
As Dungeon Buster states, we realize that our standards are 5 years behind everyone else when it comes to internet streaming, so we are kind of sorry because there are still restrictions.
Yeah. See, I'm still against Atlas.
Kind of sort of sorry.
I'm still against Atlas, period.
Atlas has blocked streaming for when you get trophies in the game. It's ridiculous.
It's
Why?
Stupid.
It's a fucking
dumb
trophy. Nobody gives a shit about trophies.
No, nobody cares. I mean, the people that do their thing. Like, who gives a shit?
It's for the block that shows you what the trophy name is.
Yeah. I mean, are achievements and trophies still super popular or no? Do people still go
Leave me alone.
I mean, we do care about them, but people shouldn't care about them.
Yeah,
that
they shouldn't like that. Like, if you come across one, good for you. There's a lot of people that go around and search everything that they can search for.
I basically made a Facebook post based on two tweets about – one was a NeoGAF article about whether or not Breath of the Wild should get achievements or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then person says, yeah, let's add a checklist of meaningless goals and blah, blah, blah to a game that already was complete.
Break, do we just want to do headlines, and if anybody needs to comment, we can comment?
No, we're almost done. There's not many stories left. All right. Coming to us live from Extra Life, Nintendo announces a new version of the 2DS alongside a new handheld Pikmin title. That makes some people happy. Not a huge fan of the 3D features or price of the new 3DS. Nintendo has got you covered with their latest announcement. In a recent release, Nintendo revealed that the new new 2DS XL will be releasing this coming July. The new 2DS will adopt the hinge design of the 3DS line, but ditch all the 3D features that the core handheld has offered since launch, with the exception of the previous 2DS. Obviously, you said core handheld. You didn't need – Jesus. The new version of the handheld will be thinner, boasts screen sizes on par with its new 3DS counterpart, and offer built-in Amiibo support. The faster processing power of the 2DS XL means that it will be able to play older games more smoothly, as well as tackling the more – graphics intense games that were exclusive to the new 3DS, like Zenobi Chronicles. Reggie Fils-Aimé, Nintendo of America's president and COO, proclaimed that the new edition of Nintendo's portable hardware line demonstrates our commitment to the handheld market. I should have said that really slow because of the way he talks. The new addition to Nintendo's portable hardware line demonstrates our commitment to the handheld market. New 2DS XL sports a beautiful clamshell design and offers a great balance between price and performance. The new 2DS XL will launch on July 28th and retail for $149.99, about $50 cheaper than the current price of the 3DS XL, which I'm guessing isn't going to go down in price anytime soon because they're just started selling this one. If you're someone in the market for a new handheld, don't shrug with all that 3D flim-flam. What the shit? Who wrote this? Because of vision issues or personal preference, a cheaper alternative will soon be available. The 3D flim-flam.
I like the 3DS's 3D. It's different. You don't have to wear glasses. It's fine.
Most games being made for the 3DS nowadays don't even use 3D, though.
Yeah.
So anyways, that'll be out on July 28th, and there'll be a new Pikmin. I'm not sure if that's coming out on July 28th. Oh, yeah, it comes out the same day. So there you go. The launch title is
Pikmin. Yeah, Pikmin. look at who showed up in chat, guys. Adam from the Bible is in chat.
MXC.
Yeah, what's up, MXC? All right. Sorry, Break. I didn't mean to interrupt. Actually, I did mean
I'm
to.
I'm done.
All right. Sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, go ahead, man.
No, okay. I'm fine. I'll go ahead and read the next story. Coming to us live from RP Gamer. Wow, okay. Victor Vran Overkill dated.
What?
What? Motorhead expansion detailed.
Hamemont Games,
I don't even know. Has determined a release date for the content complete Victor Vran Overkill Edition. The game will arrive on May 30th for the PlayStation 4, Xbox, and the PC. Priced at $39.99, pounds and €34.99.
Actually, it was euros, not pounds.
Oh shit, you're right. €39.99 and £34.99. In addition to the base game, the Overkill Edition will include both expansions, Fractured Worlds and Motorhead Through the Ages. The latter of which has given more detail. Skipping ahead. In Motorhead to Through the Ages, players will tour three distinct worlds, the World of Wars, the Weird West, and the Dark Ages, as they attempt to defeat the Queen of the Damned in order to raise the fearsome Snaggletooth. Ooh, Aaliyah's in this? Helping the player along the way will be the members of the band Motorhead, a collection of new abilities inspired by the van, the revolver and guitar weapon types, new Destiny cards to enhance characters, and B-movie star Lloyd Kaufman. Wow.
Yeah. I actually gave Frank the press release to this. So yeah. I don't know if you looked at it or not.
I did look at it. I'm interested.
The console
I've never actually played this game, though. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like a Diablo clone.
Console versions of the games will also come with two personal local multiplayer, while all versions will also have up to 4-person online multiplayer. Hmm. Okay, I'm interested. I like No More.
Yeah, I would too.
Even though I don't like the title at all. I still like
Eric, can you give Break that link that you gave me? Anytime there's press releases, give them to everybody so we all know what's up. I didn't even think about it.
I just showed it to you in particular because you were all but the Lloyd Kaufman and Troma stuff.
Yeah. No, this is exciting. I like it. I'm definitely gonna check it out if I can buy it. Hang on. PC, Xbox One, PS4. Oh, PS4. Okay, I'm in. All right, Break.
No, I was done.
Oh, sorry.
Who's done? I thought I was hosting, Frank.
You are hosting. I'm just
you're a big tease, Frank.
Go ahead, Break. I'm sorry, man. I learned my lesson. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Fine. I'll go ahead and read the next story coming to us live from Matsu. The Caligula effect delayed to May 9th in Europe. The Caligula effect, which was previously set to launch digitally for PS Vita in Europe alongside North America on May 2nd, has been delayed to May 9th in Europe. Publisher Atlas has announced. Okay, so there you go.
A week delay. Probably shipping error.
Yeah, that sounds like maybe a manufacturing or shipping error of some sort. Like nothing's wrong with the game because the game's been gold. It obviously was cold for a while before they pressed it for sale.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it was complete, just I mean that it was gold, which means that's the sale copy.
I just want to get to the highly controversial nature of this movie, the Caligula
effect. The game has nothing to do with the goddamn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought that was the game, man. There's got to be a game on Caligula somewhere. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, this is from Gamatsu. It's the last story. Code. Realize, I don't know what to do about UAVs, but oh well. Saiko no Hanataba announced for PS4. This is Idea Factory's announced the game for PS4, and it's due out in Japan sometime by the end of the year. I'm going to assume late fall, but it's a collection of the visual novels Code Realize, Guardian Rebirth, and Code Realize, Future Blessings, which is actually not a sequel, but a fan disc that has epilogues for all the individual storylines that were in the first game.
Mm.
So in a ways, it's kind of a sequel, but not really. Mm. But which were originally released for PlayStation Vita in 2004 and 2016, and it will cost 7,767 or 76 yen for the standard version, and 9,936 yen for the limited edition, and 6,912 yen for the digital version. And it'll feature PlayStation Pro support, which is weird because I'm guessing that there's Ultra HD assets thrown in there. But I don't know why you need 4K for that. I mean, there's HD artwork. I
kind of have a feeling 4K is going to take over everything. So, you know, you have to go with it. I mean,
anyways, I just think it's weird to have HDR for a visual novel. It's overkill, if you ask me. It's like they're giving you the assets they had in studio when they were making the game. They usually downscale for the game itself. But, Anyways, this is Axis Games released Code Realize Guardian Birth in North America and Europe in 2015 and announced plans last year to release Code Realize Future Blessings. So we still don't have a date on that one, but it's going to come out at some point. Anyways, oh, wait, it says Code Realize Future Blessing is a fan disc, but there's also two new routes for Herlock Sholmes and Finnis. Yes, it's Herlock Sholmes because the Doyle estate doesn't like the fact that you can use Sherlock Holmes' name. So basically they had to get around that.
Oh, brother, man. That only – fuck. I hate that shit. They get all pissed because they're not going to get any money. Can sometimes these people think that that might be promoting Sherlock Holmes for free? I'd be like, sweet, do it. As long as you don't do this, this, and this, you know? I mean,
anyways, that's all there is on this. So we're done with the news.
Okay.
Let's move on to Twitter questions, because I don't, actually don't think we have any. But I was wrong because we do.
Yes.
Actually, there was apparently Slegger was trying to get into chat with us last week, and I didn't know that. Shit.
I'm sorry, Slegar. Hopefully you listen to us on archive. Try again, but let me know on Twitter or whatever, and I'll see what the hell is going on, why you can't get in the chat. Yeah, we definitely want you in chat for sure, bud. Just hit me up on Twitter or, you know, try to get in, and if you can't, just hit me up on Twitter as many times as you need, and I'll see what I can do from here, so... All right, sorry, Slegar. What else? Anything else?
There is actually a Would You Rather, but I think we should wait until Moria's here.
Oh, it's a Moria-themed
Would You Rather? No, it's not Moria-themed. It's just I think we should wait until Moria's here.
No,
I think it's more fun when all of us are here.
Yep, I think that's okay. I think that's fine. No worries. Great.
That's it. That's it, Frank. Jeez.
Okay.
You've got a free discount.
Yep.
Well, actually, it's just PlayStation Plus free games for May. Huh. Here's the list. For the PlayStation 4, we've got Abzu, and we've got Laser Disco Defenders, Tales from the Borderlands, Type Rider, and PlayStation 3 is Blood Knights, which I heard is awful, and Port Royale 3, Pirates and Merchants. PS Vita gets Laser Disco Defenders as well as Type Rider.
Yeah.
And that's it. So the only ones that are worth are Abzu and Tales from the Borderlands.
All right. Breakman, you're the host of the show.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to the chatters. Is that all the homie discounts?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So,
we did this week.
What have you been playing this week?
Yes. Eric? More Norn 9. I forgot to delete some of these, but other than the Norn 9, I played Persona 5. I really haven't had a chance to play that much since last weekend because I didn't feel so good, so I kind of went in and out of taking naps over the weekend. So, and I've been running around all week, so including seeing that movie, which took a large amount of time on Wednesday.
Adam from the Bible is asking me, when season 2 of DMT, Deadman Talking, has come in a former show that I was co-host of. Been thinking about that lately. I might bring that back, like, on a Halloween basis, you know, because then I'll have tons to talk about. I'll have a call-in show, stuff like that, but it's only going to be, like, once a year, man. When I can. My time is too valuable.
Halloween-y edition?
Yep, a Halloween-y edition. Perfect. All right, break.
Was Eric done?
Yes, I'm done.
Yeah.
What about you, Frank?
This week I played a little bit of MPQ and a little bit of MKX, and I think I'm heading towards the path of possibly, like, maybe being able to, like, you know, get land one hit on Wyland if I push a bunch of buttons. I figured it out. If you just push a bunch of buttons, you actually can get a hit in here or there. So, Wyland, I'm coming for you, man. I hope you're on notice, man. So, that's it. That's all I've been playing, Blake.
So, it's sort of like the original Mortal Kombat, where if you're lucky enough, you just hit, just hold the punch button if you catch them, and they're fucking stuck in that animation where you're just getting punched.
Well, they're not stuck.
That's your goal?
Is that No. They're not stuck. But...
Wyland says, tall order, pal.
I'm going to get a hit on you, Wyland. Damn it. I'm definitely going to do it, man. I'm not joking, man. You're heading for a bruising, man. Trust me on this. I'm going to wipe the floor with Wyland, you know, by getting my one hit in. I mean, that's what I got to resort to, man. You know? I mean, if I get one hit on you, Wyland, you're done. You're just done. That's it. My button mashing will reign supreme. My video's probably going to be worse than Breakman's. I'm just saying. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
I have feelings.
I thought we were
on what you were playing, Frank, so it's still you.
Yeah, I'm done. That's it.
Okay. Well, what I've been playing is the same shit I've always played, although I haven't had much time at all to play this week, so yeah. So, let's move on to the next thing that's on our list of things to talk about. I believe that'd be Stenko's. What do you got for me, Frank?
What I got for you is a couple of things. Here. I got it. I got it queued up, guys. Hold on. There is a new Star Wars movie coming out, and that's not my Stiko. The movie is actually my Stiko.
I was wondering, because there's going to be a new Star Wars movie coming out probably every year.
No. This is one that nobody... I got the scoop on this new movie, okay? It's called...
Ewoks 3?
You guys ready? A new...
It's the third Ewoks movie.
A new but established dope coming soon. The Michael Flynn saga. let me turn this off because I got Star Wars. I have to kind of hum along to the fucking tune. Freak is exiled, son of a bitch.
Freaky Mug Stinko is that Mug isn't here.
Yeah,
I understand.
I mean, I got a sore throat. That's also Stinko. No big deal. But this Michael Flynn saga. I don't know if you've heard the latest, but I think it was Senator Cummings that declassified was in possession of three declassified files from the Michael Flynn saga. And he's in a lot of trouble. He's in a ton of trouble. Cummings basically called him out on everything. And there's a 5-year prison sentence just waiting for Michael Flynn. So I'm not too into the Russia thing because, you know, it's distracting from everything else that's going on. But this particular issue, if it's seen through and it's properly seen through, Michael Flynn's gone for 5 years, and he's a felon. So there you go. All right, that's my Stinko. What do you guys say about that?
I don't know. Politician, they usually don't get long, and when they do, they go to like a resort prison.
We'll see. We're gonna see. We're going to see where...
I mean, when I say resort prison, like, it's still prison, but they're not in an area of violence.
Right, but here's the main thing to get gain from this. He will now be a felon for the rest of his life. That's the main thing. A disgraced felon. At once was our... you know, whatever the fuck he was. I don't even know. He was in there for like 2 minutes, but whatever. All right.
I guess I'll go ahead and say my Stinko. My Stinko's, I've just had a really busy week. I didn't have a lot of time to game or really do much of anything. Like, I've got a DVR, I got some backed up stuff, I got to watch and stuff like that. And there you go. What about you, Eric?
I guess I could combine my Senko and Suido that I forgot to type in here, but Alex Jones has lost his custody battle for his kids.
Oh, he lost it? I didn't see the latest, man.
Who?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones from InfoWars.
He is a nut job.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, God. Breakman, if you get an extra minute or two, just watch a minute of him speaking. You'll know right away what's wrong with that dude. Like, he's a nut job, man. He's a total conspiracy theorist nut.
Yeah, job. I guess that's the sad part, because he is a nut job.
Yeah, he really is. He should get some mental help for sure. He's just a sad guy right now. But whatever. Anything else on that, Eric? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No.
All right.
So wait, that's your Suido. Then what's your Stinko?
It's a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah.
Good that his kids aren't going to be in danger of his insanity, but bad because he is insane.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, that's sad. He needs help.
Yeah,
like, there are a lot of like celebrities I've seen. It's like, man, I want to hate them, but then I'm just thinking like they really need like help. I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to tempt Frank. Anyways, my Suido goes to the return of a cartoon of recent memory that a lot of people didn't think we'd ever see again because it was canceled a few years ago, but Young Justice is returning.
Has it got a date yet? And where is it showing up?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing that's in question, is apparently DC is going to have their own streaming service because they're going to have Young Justice.
Of course they are, because everybody fucking does that.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to charge or anything like that. But, I mean, this is just a start. Hopefully we'll have more better access down the line. But they've also announced a live-action Titans TV show, too.
Yes, I'm kind of excited.
I'd rather have a new animated series that isn't Go.
Yes, that's bad. Go is bad.
Wyland, did you just say live action Titans? Yeah, I think you did, man. Yeah. Wyland mentioned it. Yeah.
Yes, live action Teen Titans TV show. I was really excited they're bringing back another cartoon. Like, this year has been weird. All these older shows and cartoons are coming back suddenly.
Yeah.
Things like Prison Break is now back on television. Samurai Jack is back. Now we're going to have Young Justice return.
I think Jack's only like going to be a season long, and then it's going to end the series for good.
Yeah. I imagine they're going to move on from that. Maybe do like something different. But yeah, mostly the show never ended.
Yeah. My biggest problem with Samurai Jack is there's no narrative consistency. It's just episode after episode. And there are points that look like they could have ended it there, but they kept moving the goalposts whenever that would happen.
Well, see, this season is going to a completely different direction. Every episode is completely connected, and it's gone to a more adult theme. In other words, Jack actually kills people at some point, and there's blood. Well,
he's killed things like before, but no, he's always not killed human. Machines. Well, no, sometimes he'd kill mutants.
Sometimes, but actually, I don't remember him ever killing mutants. I just remember him killing all machines. But he never killed a person before, and that happens.
A freak says he realized he needed a PS4 for his Suido is he can get Dark Cloud 1 and 2 on
it. Wyland also mentioned Roseanne is also coming back. I read that too, and he said, why?
Yeah, and the real reason is because of the Halloween episode. That's why.
Hey, MXC, is this Power Rangers comic based on the – let's see. I'm going to say the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series, or is it based on some other series?
Cow and chicken. We'll wait for that answer. Break.
Freaky Mug has a Suido. He says, I realized I need a PS4 because I can get Dark Cloud 1 and Dark Cloud 2 on it. And next year, I think they'll be announcing a PS4.
I already said that, Break.
I don't think that's going to happen next year.
Yeah, I said it, but go on.
I don't remember you saying it. Cow and
Chicken
now.
Was awful. MXT.
Stop trying to steal my stuff, Frank.
I'm just saying. You know,
Cow and Chicken was the worst show ever.
Yeah, that's why MXT wants it back. He likes the shittiest shows ever.
If you're going to ask for a show back, at least ask for Billy and Mandy. I mean, that show was gross as shit, but it was the least funny.
I like that these shows are coming back and they're continuing, as opposed to like coming back and doing the reboot type thing.
Reboot
like,
is rebooting, haha. And it doesn't. And the new Mega Man cartoon at least sounds conceptually better than Ruby Spears' Mega Man was. But I'm not sold on the mini Mega Man. Why? Why have a mini Mega Man, that annoying psychic thing?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't actually looked at that yet. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm thrown off by Mini Mega Man. Completely thrown off. I've forgotten.
Yeah, it's a Mega Man that lives inside Mega Man's head.
You can ask me about my Sweetos break, man.
I was going to say the Ruby Spears cartoon, although it had a lot of problems. It was actually like a hit show when it was canceled. Which sucks.
The show had some homosexual undertones in it, just the lines that were in it.
Yeah.
There's even a called Dr. Pedo.
All right. There's a Mega Man .X cartoon was decent, according to MXT. It was all right.
Take that with the grain of salt. It's MXT. But
there's several series that actually didn't make it to the U.S. It was called NT Warrior, I think. But, like, at some point, they just stopped doing them, and there was like a whole two other series in Japan that never got localized.
Can you think of any other medium that's a hit and it still gets canceled?
No, I can't.
Like comedy shows, dramas, if they're a hit show, they get heavily promoted. But cartoons, they can be hit show, but if the toys aren't selling.
I'm kind of mad that Reboot never finished.
Breakman, that's a good point. Like Netflix has a decent model in regards to that. They put out a lot of comedy specials, and if they do well, they get another special and another, you know, like it continues. It says that people like them, so they put them back on.
I quite enjoyed the new Dave Chappelle special.
Oh, the new Dave Chappelle special. So good. It's so good. Love it. I'm glad Chappelle's back. I really am.
Yes.
I heard there's only one sour point, and it's basically his transphobic nonsense.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not that he's transphobic. He's just not.
No, he's transphobic. If you say something like that, you're transphobic.
What did he say exactly? I don't.
And it has more. I realize it has to do with his upbringing, but that doesn't excuse him.
No, but you know, he could be a different person now. Eric, but I have no idea what his mind is on that.
I think if you have to throw a group of people under a bus to be funny, you have to rethink what's actually funny.
Yeah. Well, just edit that out and think of the rest, man. Everybody says something outrageous. I've said outrageous shit on this show.
Yeah, like he's a comedian. Like,
I'm going to watch it myself, but I'm going to this is what I've heard, but I am going to find time to watch it, and I'm going to see for myself exactly what he said so I can tear it apart next week or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's good, Eric. Let's do that because I'll watch it again too and then we can hash it out. Look,
didn't he have like two specials? So I have to make sure I watch both of them.
Yeah, watch both. They're both pretty good.
I think it's the second one. He talks about that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're together.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
So it's like 40 minutes of two 20-minute segments or something?
No, it's like more like two 4
about an hour a piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a lot of content in that. And
his stand-up shows are usually about an hour.
Yeah.
It's probably closer to, you know, like 50 minutes or something like that, but, you know, around the hour point.
Mm. MXT is asking if we heard that Vince McMahon is getting a biopic.
It's MXT. Why are you believing anything he says?
I'm interested in that, MXT. I just hope it's balanced and, you know, fair. Anytime a biopic comes out, I just want it to be equal, you know, and talk about the good as well as the bad, and there's plenty of both with Vince McMahon. So
Freaky Mug says, I've been thinking about we need a movie about Richard Pryor's life, and I think Dave Chappelle would do a great job as Pryor.
That's an,
I don't know. That's an, I don't think so.
Oh, that's an excellent
And like they're both hilarious, and you can obviously see Pryor as an influence on Chappelle's comedy. But I don't know. Like, I just
– Dave Chappelle can act.
Somebody – I know. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just – somebody who doesn't seem as outwardly funny.
Hmm. Maybe.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. But
well, yeah. I've heard about the New Mutants movie being planned.
Don't get me wrong, because I think he would do a good job as it. But, I just think that there's – maybe an unknown actor out there that might be perfect for the role.
If there was a way more emphasis on his life as opposed to his comedy, I think it would work very well with Dave Chappelle, because you wouldn't expect Dave.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wouldn't. I'm not saying that at all.
I think there's validity to your point too, Brake. It could be good either way if they handle things the right way. You know, so
they'd have to give him a wig.
I'm wondering if there's like licensing issues or something with Richard Pryor's name that they can't do it, like not even an official one or stuff like
that. Is that why the Annie Kaufman movie was like made with the name Man in the Moon?
That was a lot. That was.
I don't know. I thought his family was fully in support of it.
They were in support, but the name of the movie was in question at one point. They just decided to avoid any nonsense and just go with Man on the Moon. I'm losing my voice, guys. Take it away.
Yeah, I'd imagine like a Richard Pryor movie. Like the family would probably want some money. Yeah. You know, if I had a famous relative who died and they're like, can we do a biopic? Here's $1 million. Yeah. Okay, what do you want me to lie about? I mean, here, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't. My relative was actually an alien from another planet. That's fine. You're right. He was.
Yeah.
For $1 million, he was whatever you say.
Exactly. Money talks, man. Especially in Hollywood, man. It's all about that cash, which that's the way it should be. You know. I mean.
Right.
As long as they're doing justice to the character, like, you know, including, you know, and talk with the family and you know, it should
be. Oh, yeah, Waylon, do you know anything about the date for Batman and Harley?
There you go. B&W, what's B&W?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I just think that's the black and white release of Logan. No, that's not what he's talking about. But I heard that they're going to release.
Yeah, why would they do black and white?
Oh my god, it throws a whole new dimension on the movie. Like The Walking Dead, like season one, they did it entirely in black and white, and it was fucking awesome. I could see where this would be cool, a black and white version. Wyland says, "Give me a sec."
It's like doing a vinyl version of a movie. It's like weird.
Yeah.
All right. I guess there are people that are, you know, the video files and the audio files, like they want things a particular way. Like a lot of people like records instead of CDs or digital music, you know. Which to me is just weird, because whatever, like fucking needles will skip sometimes, they'll run the records and shit like that, and fucking replacing a needle, oh my god. Don't fucking sell those anywhere, really.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently,
they put that shit online.
Record player is better than a CD player.
It is. It definitely is.
The audio quality is. It is. But there are just so many things that can go wrong compared to like a digital copy or something like that.
Analog for you.
It's
so smart, and it's like anything could fuck up at any given moment.
Yeah.
God, remember like cassette players? Like you'd just be listening to music, and all of a sudden, like, what the hell? Like, what's a jarble? And you open the tape deck, and there's just a wad of shit just pops out of it because all the tape stuff is all tangled up and shit. And you're like, oh man. You sit there and rewind it, wind up the tape for like 2 hours if you wanted to play your music again. But as soon as you started, same track would fucking
do. Sounds highly doubtful, considering porn parodies are awful.
I'm going to search this out, which I'm doing right now, and
you're a dick, MXT. I like her. I wonder if she's going to – I'm hoping her and a lot of the other characters from the CW show get to, like, do alternative versions. And
it's not called the CW anymore, but people still call it the CW.
It should be the CW.
Because that new name's dumb.
Yeah. That, I refuse to say the new name, too. It's CW. That's what it is. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. It's like starts with an F, I think.
Let's see.
MXT knows a lot about porn, apparently.
Yeah, he does. If that's actually one thing MXT.
And Wayland found out for us. Just says Batman and Harley Quinn is due this summer.
Oh, no real date.
It's another one
so
of those.
So it comes out when it comes out, I guess.
Yeah, it's one
probably,
of those.
Probably by this summer, they mean next summer.
Yeah. It's one of those non news stories, so, you know.
I like the fact that they went back to the animated series style.
Holy shit. I'm looking at thumbnails of this supposed Justice League porn. It looks pretty good.
Why? What's wrong with you, Frank?
Wait, are they making a porn of the movie before the movie comes out?
No, this is animated. They've done an animation, and it looks...
I was going to say, like, the porns usually don't... The porn versions of the movies usually don't come out until the movie's been out for a few months.
Yeah,
they want to see if it's a hit first.
I need MXT to give me that link to what he's talking about, because I have no idea. Like, I'm looking, and I don't see anything live action. I wouldn't think that would be any good, but whatever. Melissa Benoit.
Yeah, she plays Supergirl.
Benoit maybe is fine as Kara, but as Supergirl, lol. I need to see this. Link, NXT.
No, dude, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Batman Harley Quinn probably will come out this summer, I'd imagine. Yeah. But it's vague as shit, so I'm guessing September-ish, late August.
Hey,
I'm curious as to what's going to happen with Star Wars now that they announced that next season's going to be the last season of Rebels.
Ooh, that's juicy, I guess.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because they were coming up really close to Rogue Squad. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, really close.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the dates are concerned, because they've already had, like, Princess Leia on the show, and she's already a teenager, so it's, okay, like, this is going to come to an end pretty soon.
Yeah. MXT says, end of Rebels, her body dies.
Right. Well, we already know that they've retconned Rex into Return of the Jedi, so we know he survives.
Okay, yeah.
He's safe. The other ones, you'd have to ask Wayland because he knows a lot more than I do.
Yeah, Wayland is a Star Wars connoisseur, but God damn it. I'm running out of juice break.
No, I'm sorry.
That's right.
My bad, Frank.
That's right. Reese's is my Sweeto. I never got to do my Sweeto. But the egg kind, the ones that come around Easter.
Yeah, Easter does have some good candy.
Yeah. And then someone really cool gave me a whole pack of those fucking eggs, man. They're almost irresistible. Yeah.
Can you still buy them somewhere?
Walmart might have them for sale right now, Eric. So
if they have any left, because they've gotten rid of
them. Yeah, I'm sure they're gone now. But I'll try another Walmart.
MXT says, I think Kanan and Ezra have to die, whereas Wellen responds, if Hera survives until Return of the Jedi. And Chopper.
These characters.
So, she's the pilot. And, you know, she's the main pilot. MXC says it can't have two Jedi running around in no T. That kind of makes sense. Kanan is toast. Ezra is a wild card. And Sabine is a round two, according to Wyland. So,
MXT.
Yeah, I think what's his name is going to have to die, too. Shit. I can't think of his fucking name right now. Zeb. I think he has.
Either that or go so far in the outer rim that they might as well not exist.
Yeah. MXT says yes. Shop Walmart. Walmart number one. He loves Walmart, man. That guy, he loves it. Hey, everybody on Twitter, I want you to do a few things here. go to MXT's Twitter account at MXT, the MXT, I think it is. And, you know, tell him what you think about him loving Walmart and in all aspects of the store. Please do that. Give Mug a shout out, at Moria Mug. I know I'm doing plugs, break, but if I don't do it now, I won't be able to do it. Yeah, and Freaky Mug, send him a bunch of dick pics. That's what he wants. That, you know, rumor has it. I don't know. But yeah, send him a bunch of stuff.
Rumor has it he wants dick pics. Okay.
Yeah.
I've learned something today.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, break.
Anyway, let's move on since we did our sweetos. Sorry, Frank.
I have one more quick one. One more quick one. Governor Hickenlooper versus Jeff Sessions. Just look it up.
What the hell's a Hickenlooper?
He's Colorado's governor, and they're thinking about, you know, he's thinking about running for president. So check that stuff out.
That's one interesting last name.
Yeah, Hickenlooper. He owns a brewery. He's a pretty cool dude.
Actually, that sounds like a good beer name.
Yep.
Now that you mention it, I've never heard of that beer, but it sounds like a really good
name. For a brewery.
Oh, Freak 5 says he doesn't want dick pics. So I don't know. It was just a rumor that I'm
surprised, Freak.
That's why you don't listen to rumors. Anyway, let's move on to our reviews. Eric, you have a review for us.
Yes, I have a review of Carbonari. Of the Iron Fortress, which is a film adaptation of the 13-episode anime series. They basically split the series, they condensed it down to a 3.5-hour or so movie, and they split that movie into two halves. So it works kind of like a very small version of the TV show. I haven't seen the original TV show because the only way to watch it subtitled is through Amazon Prime's video service, especially – well, that's where it used to be. I don't know if it's still there, but now they've got Anime Strike, which you have to pay on top of Prime, which is bullshit. Hmm. They should just have a separate streaming service that you can pay for without having to go to Prime.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say, dude – talk to me after the show, dude, about that. No, I'll see what I can do. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, basically the way it's set up is that it's not hard to make similarities to Attack on Titan because its setup is almost exactly the same. Humanity's basically been driven to the point of extinction because of the outbreak of these zombie-like creatures called the Kabane, which they're all types of them. They're the shambler types, so they're slow crawling or walking types, and some of them still have the intelligence to wield weapons and fight. One of them even fist fights one of the main characters because they're a martial artist, I guess, in their previous life, but anyways, they get around by going on trains, and they keep moving to get away from the Kabane. And these trains are like heavily armored steam trains. So it takes place in, I guess, 16th century, because they've got guns and they got I don't know when trains actually were made in Japan, but it's like, I guess it's pre-Taisho era, but. So there's steampunkish stuff there, like one of the main characters is Ikuma, and he's trying to develop. He's like a scientist and an engineer. He's trying to find a way how he can fight the Kabane without having to be a samurai. And he came up with this piercing gun, which is uses compressed air, and I forget what else is involved there, but it's like the only thing. Other than reinforced metal swords that can cut through their heart cages, which protect their heart, so it's like the only other way to kill them, other than cutting their head off. but which is hard to do by itself. But basically, he meets up with a contingent of samurai warriors who are escorting a princess of one of the daimyos, and one of their escorts is a little girl who's named Mume, and she's this thing called the Kabaneri, which is basically someone who's been infected by the virus that makes the Kabane, but didn't become a Kabane, and she's kind of like halfway in between a Kabane and a human, so she's kind of like a zombie girl. And that gives her, like, super strength, because the Kabane are pretty strong. But it's the only way she could fight as a child. But the first half of the movie is about them trying to get to a destination, and then the second half of the movie is about them meeting up with an elite team of Kabane-killing people. And the leader of that group has some issues with the Shogun, and it leads to the conclusion there, but it's a fairly decent movie. There's good action, and some people didn't like the second half, probably because there's a lot more dialogue and story going on, and they probably want more action, which is typical of people. But it costs like $14 for this movie, because you're basically paying for two movies.
Oof.
So yeah, you're basically paying for two $7 movies.
Screw that.
That sucks.
And there was an intermission period, though, so I went and got something.
Did you at least get, like, free candy or some shit for that?
No.
Nah, the movie theaters can't do that break. They can't.
Also, since it was a
yes, they can. They're fucking the movie. Sorry.
It was a one-night-only event, so there were no passes on either, so I don't think you could use discount stuff. Mm. Yeah. Not that it mattered to me, because I usually don't go to that theater anyway. But I was at least lucky enough for it to not have to be Cleveland or Erie that I'd have to drive all the way there for. So that was nice. But I kind of wish it was a little bit earlier in the day. So, because when I got home, it was like 11:20. And I just decided to play Persona 5 for a bit before I went to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give this movie an 8.5. If you like zombie type movies, and you liked Attack on Titan, you might like this.
Ooh, I'm down.
You're gonna have to wait until it gets distributed on disc, because that was the only day where they were showing it. And it was subtitled only, so they didn't even do a dub.
Maybe I can watch it,
or you can watch the TV series.
Maybe I can watch both and give Zombies Anonymous Freaks podcast a review if they haven't done it already, but we'll see. All right.
Okay. Well, I have a review.
Oh, nice.
Since we talked about it at the start, and I guess since we hinted about it, I should go ahead and tell my review of The Secret Lives of Pets. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the preview, it's basically the general story. General gist of the story is, for pet owners, we leave and, you know, our animals are left to do their own devices, you know, whatever they do. And this movie is basically a comedy of what these animals actually do when we're not around. Things like a primp and proper. I don't even know what I was saying anymore. But animals are doing things that are completely unexpected, like cat eating cake and dogs dancing and throwing parties and shit like that. And that's kind of the general gist of the movie, which is there's a lot of funny sight gags, which are definitely enjoyable for people like me who have pets. But they kind of decide they want to pad the story, and they have this dog. The main character is a dog, a little dog who is kind of an orphan puppy, and he meets the owner of his dreams, and they have a happy life. And all of a sudden, he's given a kind of a roommate, another dog, which is a bigger dog, and they don't get along. And then they go on this grand adventure where they have to fight, like, bunnies and other animals and stuff, just kind of by the books bad B movie kind of subplot, but it's a main plot for the for about half the movie. So, and at the end, they get back to the kind of the funny bits of what the animals do when we're not around. But this whole like we gotta go rescue these puppy this dog and we have to save ourselves and all this other stuff is just like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. It was made for really little kids, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of give the movie like a 6 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I did.
I think that's fair, Breakman, because I remember distinctly not going to see it at the theater because of the mixed reviews and like some of the reviewers that I kind of trust, for the most part, I kind of lean on when it comes to movies like that are debatable.
And yeah, it was an enjoyable movie, and it definitely had a lot of laughs. Especially if you own a pet, a dog, a cat, and like they have like bird owners, fish owners, yeah. Lizard owners. Like they really tried to cover a big gamut of people who own pets, like what your pets might do.
Yeah.
For instance, like a poodle dog who lives for a prim and proper guy, like I was trying to say before.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to classical music and stuff. As soon as the door closes, that dog starts listening to heavy metal.
Yeah, we've seen that preview, and that
right, looks and that's awesome. Why I'm saying it now.
Still at Redbox, isn't it?
I have no idea. And Freak saying I liked Secret Pets, Secret Lives of Pets. I'm not saying I didn't. I liked the movie. I gave it a 6 out of 10, not like a 4 out of 10 or something like that.
People don't know.
Not like the Wolverine, where it's like. Every time I think about that movie, I give it a lower score.
That's terrible.
I think I'm at -2.
-2?
The whole plot didn't make sense, and it was and really drilling the adamantium out of it. Oh boy!
And to me, like it had one of the biggest letdowns in like movie history, because if you see the previews, it kind of advertises Wolverine versus ninjas.
Yeah.
So at this one point in the movie, it looks like Wolverine's going to fight like 100 ninjas, and then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. I almost thought
what was that -5 out of 10.
Okay, we'll check back in with you later on.
Secret Lives of Pets was I thought it was fun. It was a fun movie. I think it was more geared towards kids with that little adventure B movie type thing that took over. Bonding experience for the two dogs. Like, this is your new roommate or whatever, and you guys are going to love each other now. But I think there were better ways of probably doing that. But there were a lot of gags for people.
You know, movie I don't care about seeing? Probably Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
I don't even think I want to see the second one.
The first or the second one of that.
Oh, the first one is pretty good. The second one goes off the rails a little bit, but it's still.
I'm staying the fuck away from the Minions.
Yeah, Minions are kind of getting played out, you know. But
and Freak says he wasn't arguing with me; he was just stating his opinion of the movie. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it wrong. My bad.
Come on, man, give Freak 5 some shit.
I'm so sorry. Let's see here. I guess we're done with
MXC make a commission for promoting Walmart.
I was just about ready to type something in chat. I'll type it right now.
You didn't know his real name? His name is was it Walton? Sam Walton?
Sam Walton, yeah. I just typed in shill.
It's MXC Walton.
Yeah.
But we want to move on to free for all or
No free for all, man. I can't do any more this week. Yeah,
I was wondering. No. You sound like you're not you don't want
to I want to save my voice, man. I want to go out later and, you know, do some stuff.
Do that? What kinds of stuff? Adult stuff?
Oh my god, are you asking me this? Maybe. Maybe, Eric.
He's not only asking you. He
wants you're feeling bad. Should you really be going out and doing that?
A gentleman never tells, Eric. A gentleman.
They just take pictures and show it to their friends.
I'm getting the vapors. I'm getting the vapors here. I'm getting the vapors. I'm going insane. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. He's going to cure his Miladi with weed. Then he's going to get his business, right?
According to Freaky Mug, Frank goes to Walmart to find the future ex Frank Branches.
Yeah, and I said, there's a lot of hotties in Walmart, so yeah, there you go. Ex, missus, whatever. I'm not looking for a wife anymore, man. Come on. Fuck that. Fuck it. All right. I'm done, Breakman.
Target, boo, Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's end this show so you can not die on the air. What are your plugs, Frank?
I'm going to plug Moria's account on Twitter at Moriamug, M-O-R-Y, fuck, what is it? M-O-R-Y.
Moriamug.
Oh, my God. I can't even spell it. It's like fuck it. Let me look at
M-O- it. M-O. R-I-Y-A.
Okay, M-O-R-Y-A. Mug. M-U-G. M-U-G at Twitter. Let's see. At Maury Mug on Twitter. RP Grinders account. And mine is Frank Branches.
I wish I had a Wegmans, so then I'd go there instead of Walmart.
Costco. Yeah. I'm going to plug, even though I don't know exactly, I'll try to get a link to it. Freak is asking for GDP, son of a bitch, man. I also want to plug the RP Grinders account, and there was the video on kind of the explanation of Shovel Knight and why that, you know, why I kind of changed my view on nostalgic games. Check that out on YouTube. Just look up Shovel Knight. I don't know. Fuck. I'll try to find the link later. That's it.
Speaking of Shovel Knight, the Spectre of Torment's out now.
What is MX doing, Break?
MX's the asshole. I remember all those pesky mom-and-pop shops that scam people, had nasty, smelly stores, and old, crusty owners? It's a good thing Walmart came along and put them all out of business. Knocked down their old eyesore buildings and put up new state-of-the-art Walmarts. The asshole.
Fuck you, MXT, man. I have to shop at Walmart, you son of a bitch, and I definitely don't fit in there, regardless of what Freak says. So, there you go. I'm done.
I have an Aldi so I can at least get groceries at not Walmart.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm done, too. Yeah.
Freak,
what do you have to plug, Eric?
Hold on. Freak has a question. It's been months.
Excuse me.
He says, it has been how many months since you said you would do a GDP every other week?
If you go
back and listen, Freak, I actually said I'm thinking about doing an every other week show, and I'm still thinking about it. I'm not lying. All right.
Last time he did it was a trial run.
Yeah. Nobody showed up. So I was like, meh. All right. All right, Break.
What do you have to plug, Eric?
You can find reviews on the sites I've written for, like Boston Bachelor Brigade, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And I got nothing up this week because I only submitted, like, 2 reviews. Up until today, which I did the third one this week. So hopefully the review for Blossom Tales will be up, and Snake Pass, and there's like one more I can't remember right now. But and those will be up on VogNetwork.com, the ones I just mentioned. But hopefully next week. But other than that, there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. And there's me on Twitter, at EricRPG, and I have a Patreon account that you can, if you have money and you like what I do, you could support me. And I won't promote Walmart. I'll make that reward tier. Like, maybe I'll make fun of Walmart.
Why hurt MXT's feelings?
Aw, poor MXT.
Yeah, poor MXT.
No, I know he just does it for commission. He's paid to do that. So go ahead and throw it away.
He gets paid every time everybody buys anything at his store because his name is Walton.
All right, Break.
All right.
All break.
And my plugs are, you can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders. And I guess that's how we're going to end the show. Unless anybody else wants to say something really funny first.
Yeah. Freak is exiled. That's it.
That was a perfect opportunity for somebody to say really funny.
It was funny.
Anyway. What?
It was funny.
No, like I said, say something really funny, then somebody's supposed to follow up with saying, like, really funny.
Okay. Yeah. Farts and really funny. Really funny.
Never mind. Yeah. Let's end the show.
It didn't work. All right.
This show's dead. Move on.
The Walking Grinders.